News. I'm Laura Winters. The White House says President Biden will be visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse next week. The Navy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the key bridge resting on top of it, to see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache.
And there are plans for a memorial plaque to remember the six men killed in the collapse. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Brawner Builders Executive Vice President Jeffrey Pritzker has sent a letter to Maryland Governor Wes Moore requesting that a memorial plaque with the names of the victims be placed at the entrance of the new bridge once it's built.
To the families, to the spouses, to the children, to see the names up there, see their family, their loved ones memorialized, I think it would be a wonderful thing. And you never bring anybody back, but at least you can preserve the memory in that fashion.
Six employees of the Cockeysville, Maryland company were on the bridge when it was hit by a cargo vessel and collapsed on Tuesday.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. Prayers in Hebrew at the funeral service for former Senator Joe Lieberman in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. Lieberman, the first Jewish vice presidential candidate back in 2000, on the ticket with Al Gore, the former vice president at the service Friday. Lieberman passing away from complications after falling. He was 82 years old. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton attending along with Lizzo and Queen Latifah. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November. Now, you need to pay $250,000 just to get into this event, and everyone will get a signed copy of Trump's coffee table book of photos from his administration called Our Journey Together. In other news, the Biden administration on Friday authorizing billions of dollars in aid to Israel, including bombs and fighter jets. This is an employee at the State Department stepping down because she doesn't like the Biden administration's support of Israel. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.